Equally alarming was the discovery that he was at the bottom of the plot that had snared me. If it had looked sticky before, it looked a lot worse now. "Welcome to Schönhausen, Mr. Flashman," says he, with the vaguest curl of a smile at the corner of his mouth. "Pray be seated." Bersonin set a chair for me at the table end opposite Bismarck and then took station by the door. The other three stood by the fireplace, Rudy leaning against the overmantel. Bismarck studied me along the table's length. He looked as nasty as ever with those pale blue eyes and his arrogant stare. His face had roughened up a bit, though, since I first knew him, and he was sporting a heavy moustache. Booze and guzzling had added a good deal of flesh to him, especially about the neck. My heart was thumping like a hammer, and as always when I'm scared half out of my wits, my face was going red. Bismarck misread the signs. "You don't appear pleased to see me," says he, laying aside his pistol. "But then why should you? There's a score to settle on my side. I still miss a tooth, thanks to your pugilist friend." He paused while I quaked. "However, don't imagine that I contrived your coming all the way here from England just to settle a personal difference. It happens, amazing so it may seem, that I need you. What do you think of that?"
"My God," says I, "if that's so, why the devil didn't you ask me, like a civilized human being, instead of going through that damn charade in Munich? Of all the ridiculous, dangerous, yes, and damn bad manner,
don't be a fool. We will not pretend that if I'd asked you, you would have come. It was necessary to use guile and force in turn to ensure your presence here, and to further ensure that you would be pliable, for you have been left in no doubt what will happen to you if you do not do exactly what I require."
"I've been left in no doubt that I've been bloody well kidnapped and assaulted and falsely accused. I've been left in no doubt that you're a damned villain and—"
"Shall we leave these vaporings?" he broke in harshly. "You know something of what I am, and I know exactly what you are, a brutal, lecherous ruffian. Yes, but with certain abilities which you will use as I direct."
"What the devil is it you want, curse you? What use can I possibly be to you?"
"That's better. Give him a brandy, Kraftstein, and a cigar. Now then, Mr. Flashman, will you listen to me, and what I tell you will never be repeated. Never, as you love your life.